menopause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have, every second week, we have Jonathan Gray. His website, beforeus.com, B-E-F-O-R-E-U-S.com. He knows amazing Christian ancient archaeologists on planet Earth, and he has lots of stories. Jonathan, what's our story for today?
Well, the story for today is that a man has just been fined $55,000 for quoting the Bible.
Whoa, where was he? Which state was he in our country?
That was in Canada.
Oh, yeah, I heard the Canadians are being fined because the state of Canada has gone down the toilet. Tell us about this. I don't want to hear the whole story because I have lots of Canadian friends. I was born in Detroit but raised the first half of my life, or less than that now, about a third of my life in Canada. And I have lots of Canadian friends, and Canada is too passive. They're putting up a lot of garbage with their current prime minister and the laws there now that basically say you can't even criticize Muhammad or Islam, which is, by the way, the moon god or war god of Mecca and Medina. And Muslims preach that Jesus comes back as a Muslim and beheads Christians and don't convert to Islam. People don't get this. They you're saying something terrible, Dr. Deagle. I'm saying something truthful, damn it. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, people want to disagree. Well, I say, you know what? Disagree, but disagree with facts. If you don't have facts, be quiet and listen, and then afterward pray and say, oh my gosh, Deagle's telling the truth. What do I do now? I said, pray and ask God to tell you what to do next. Don't ask me yet until you pray with God. Please continue. What happened?
Yes. Well, a so-called human rights tribunal in Canada has ruled that a Christian must pay $55,000 to a provincial politician because he quoted the Bible and referred to the politician as a biological male in a political pamphlet. And the politician in question, Dr. Bill, Morgane Oger, who was born Roman Oger, so the person has changed their name because they want to change their biological gender, and said that this politician in question is not a female but a biological male. And he has since transitioned and is living his life as a transgender woman.
Right.
Well, according to the decision, the man who said this, his name is Bill Watcott, must compensate Oga for injuring the latter's dignity, feelings, and self-respect. Simple as that. Yeah.
So in other words, by the way, this is something even the Vatican has come out and been criticizing over this gender thing, where he's even saying the Pope, and I don't always support and agree with the Pope, but this is one of the few things he actually is agreeing on, that they're attacking the idea that your gender is not determined by your genetics, it's determined by your attitude to which sex you want to become. Oh my God. And the fact that the state of Canada, they need to be sued out of existence. Now, this is, I call a lock and load time. This is a time where you need to start removing politicians. Eventually, when they start coming for your guns and doing other things, violence is going to break out. Canadians aren't going to put up with it. Honest to God, this is ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, so the Bible now is coming off as a book of hate speech.
Right.
And presumably, before too long, it's going to become more difficult to follow the Word of God and still be a free citizen. And I thought in today's broadcast we could look at the critics plus the evidence and see which is the better alternative.
Right. Wow. Amazing.
We're not going to talk about transgender. We're going to talk about the authority of the Bible.
Right. Yeah, let's do that, because the Bible, by the way, is not the words of a man or even a prophet. It's the words of God through his proxy, the scribes and the prophets and so on.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Now, a serious anti-Bible campaign got off the ground in the 1800s. We know about Darwin and when he postulated random evolution. And many of his contemporaries, turned off by a hypocritical church, jumped on the bandwagon, and they believed they'd been given an out from belief in a creator who had his word.
Right.
Now, predictably, it wasn't long before the Bible was placed under the microscope and, to quote them, found to be inaccurate, mythical, or allegorical. And some critics deemed the Bible writers totally misinformed writers who foolishly imagined things that did not exist. And so many, acting with woefully incomplete information, rushed into judgment against the Word of God. Now, at this time, there was virtually no modern archaeology to test their assertions. And what the critics did not expect was that hundreds of later historical and archaeological discoveries would be actually started mainly in the 1800s after Darwin's attacks. And these discoveries, hundreds of them, began one by one to support the Bible's astonishing accuracy, and often in minute detail. And so now we have evidence that the people, the places, the events that they wrote about were indeed real.
Right.
I still notice, however, that there are critics today who are behind the times. In fact, an Israeli archaeologist, he calls himself, has declared that there never was a Red Sea crossing. There never was Hebrews in Egypt.
You're kidding.
How that dear man can make such assertions is beyond me. He must have been asleep for a few years.
Well, I think some people have got so much devil in them, they can't have any logic, common sense, or decency in them either. Right?
Yes, you've made a good point.
Yeah, too much devil. It's like putting, you know, it's like cooking a soul, you know? You put too much devil in, it ruins the cake.
That's right.
You gotta use a little humor here in order to get. You gotta use a little humor here because it's that disgusting. You gotta laugh a little bit while you're crying, right?
That is right, and the laugh makes it easier.
More believable.
A happy heart does good like a medicine. Yeah.
I found something else though. If you make people laugh, they're more likely to believe you because if it's funny, it might be true. What do you think of that?
Oh yes, that's a good strategy.
Yeah. Please continue.
Now, from my first-hand experience as a field archaeologist, I've led or accompanied over the years in at least 25 hands-on expeditions. The bottom line is this. Beyond reasonable doubt, the Bible is better informed than its critics. And the historical setting is true to fact, and the events described did really happen. Now, there was an eminent Middle Eastern archaeologist by the name of Nelson Gluck, and he said much the same. And in his writings, he said, it may be stated categorically that no archaeological discovery has ever controverted a Bible reference. I would have to agree with that totally.
Absolutely.
And confronted with the evidence, talking about evidence here, not speculation or theories, the myth charge against the Bible has failed. And it seems we need to update our opinions. And so I'd like to submit today that the authority of the Bible as literal history is substantiated, not by academics who sit in their ivory towers, but by hands-on archaeologists who got their feet and their hands dirty to follow the evidence and follow the book's directions and find physical remains from actual mentioned events.
Right.
I guess we could say it's actionable proof in real life.
Wow. Amazing.
Now, maybe we could give one example, perhaps. I mean, I can give hundreds of examples. But we've been down there to the Red Sea quite a lot of times. We've done our diving, and there is no doubt whatsoever in my mind that the Hebrews were in Egypt.
Right.
In fact, we could spend hours just giving evidence on that alone.
In a sense, the Hebrews are sort of a northern Egyptian that lived in the Delta. We have to call them as a sub-Egyptian, in a sense, group, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Makes sense, doesn't
now,
it?
Now, yeah, it's a romantic story in a way. Back there, 1526 BC, there was born a baby boy who, according to the Old Testament account in Scripture, was to dramatically alter Egypt's superpower status.
Right.
and I'm not exaggerating on this, Moses was born to Israelite parents, that's Hebrew parents, in humble surroundings, but by a bizarre twist of circumstances, he grew up to be trained as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, because of his relation to the throne, Moses had all the might and wealth of Egypt at his fingertips.
Yeah, I want to insert a little comment. I want to insert a little comment about this. Remember the name, like you go to Norway or Sweden, whatever, you hear the name son, like Johnson, you know, whatever. The word son is equivalent to the ancient word Moses. Moses is not his name, it's part of his title. He was actually supposed to be the next Pharaoh, even though he's adopted, because he's such a remarkable adopted child. He was actually supposed to be the designated next Pharaoh. His name Moses is not his name. It's his title, isn't it?
Yes. That's an interesting point you've raised about the son. That's something that I wasn't aware of, but it's good to know.
Yeah, it's important to know that because people always think Moses. He was actually put in his mother in the reeds, and the daughter of the Pharaoh, who couldn't have a child, picked up this baby and said, "Oh, what a beautiful child." This child was remarkable. In a sense, he was like a Superman among Egyptians. He was the best. He was a doctor. He was a general. He was a healer. He was a statistician, a strategist. He was supposed to be the next Pharaoh. And when he discovered finally that he was actually Hebrew, he actually killed a Hebrew that was persecuting one of his fellow countrymen. And because he killed him, he headed off to the desert of Midian and was there for 40 years before God called him back to release his people, to let my people go. People don't know Moses is not his name. It's part of his title, like son. It's like saying Johnson and calling somebody son. Sorry, son is like Moses in ancient times, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now he became, as you say, all those things, and yet he had learnt that the thousands of slaves working in the brick pits were his own people, and that his destiny was linked with theirs.
Right.
And so the time came for Moses to make his decision. He could choose to become king of what was the world's greatest empire. I mean, Egypt in those days would be in the same relationship as America is to the rest of the world today.
Right.
Egypt was the superpower. And anyway, the time came for Moses to make a decision. He could choose to become king of what was the world's greatest empire, or to be numbered among the sweating and grumbling slaves. Now, the biblical book of Exodus tells us that the Hebrew slaves, led by Moses, escaped from Egypt. But they were pursued by Pharaoh's army. And when they found themselves trapped at the Red Sea, a strong wind blew from the east and opened up a passageway through the sea for them to escape across a dry seabed with a frozen wall of water on each side.
Right.
But as the Egyptian army pursued, the sea collapsed upon the army and every man in it was drowned.
Right.
Now, Dr. Bill, my work requires that I deal with evidence. I do have to deal with this every day.
Right. You're like bringing evidence to the court of judgment and common sense and logic. Please continue.
Thank you. So, was there any truth to this old story? He got it recently, an Israeli archaeologist saying, no, it's not true, all right? Is it just a colorful myth? Well, at the alleged site, the Gulf of Aqaba arm of the Red Sea, we have had at least 30 international divers scouring the seafloor, and most of our dives have been on the Egyptian side. And we've actually found the remains of chariot caps and wheels intermingled there on the seafloor with skeletal parts of horses and men scattered across the seabed. Thousands of them. And these chariot remains are not in perfect condition. They've required careful examination to see exactly what they were. In fact, I have one less than a meter away from me here in my office. They were covered in coral, and inside the coral we have found iron. And the coral made it difficult at first to see them clearly, but the coral was the agency that preserved them.
Wow. Keep that thought. We'll be right back with Jonathan Gray, BeforeUs.com. Get the ebooks and the videos. Yep. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Where I see this going when you talk about the crazy ruling in Canada, firstly, they need to appeal it. Canadians need to actually start getting rid of these governments. But I call it lock and load time. First thing that I would say is, if they think this is the end of the story, they're wrong. No, first up was transgender. The United Nations and the World Council of Churches, headed by the Vatican, etc. They want, and Vatican, by the way, even the Pope has made a statement against this gender craziness because he realizes it's getting so far, it'll even destroy the church. Because sex is determined by your genes. It's not determined by your attitude. And people have to understand also, transgenic, in other words, they already announced 3.5 years ago in Britain, they can make a baby from 32 potential parents from different genes and even mitochondria. You can insert trans genes. They wanted me 41 years ago to work at DARPA, where they're creating female fetuses, inserting genes from actin myosin muscles from jackals to make them 12 times stronger than humans, and they want to create a transgenic superhuman. If you think this is the end of the story, you're wrong. And the state wants to take over reproduction, so places like Planned Parenthood would actually have a correct name. Because wild human reproduction would be against the law unless you're licensed. And you'd have to submit your gametes, whether it's a punch biopsy in your forearm, to create male and female sperm and ova, which they can do now, by the way, even from a male, because males carry both genes. And then they create, in an artificial uterus or a surrogate, a transgender or transgenetic so-called pseudo-human or transhuman. If they think this is not happening or could happen, they're delusional. And by the way, the military's been playing with this for decades, spending fortunes, billions of dollars, to try to create transgenic super warriors. If you think I'm making this up, you're wrong. And people don't understand. We're not the only nation playing around with this technology. It's scary, isn't it?
Yes. To get back to our subject, Dr. Bill, as we were discussing during the break, my wife actually was diving in the Red Sea, and she was only in about 10 feet of water, and she looked down toward the sea bottom, the seabed, and she said, "Hey, that is coral, but it's not coral." Sure enough, it was coral, but it was the wrong shape to be natural coral, because coral grows in a different shape on its own.
Right.
So she dived down, and it was the shape of a wheel. And all around the seabed, there were shapes of coral, all with wheels. Six-spoke wheels, four-spoke wheels, eight-spoke wheels. And by the way, we've spoken to the Antiquities Department in Egypt, and they have confirmed the dating exists. It comes from the 1500s BC, the time of Moses. So what we're looking at here is chariot wheels. In fact, the Bible says that God took off the chariot, the wheels. And the chariot cabs are there, the chariot wheels are there, the skeletons of men are there, the skeletons of horses are there.
Wow.
This is a vast army, what's left of it, covered over with coral, and it's the coral that has preserved it so it would not decay. It kept it for our day so it can be evidence in this age of skepticism.
Right, so in other words, that glass wall of water dissolved when the Egyptians, and they got buried in the mud and their coral, literally embalmed the wheels so they wouldn't decay and disappear, for us to have evidence that the Egyptians were trying to chase the Hebrews that were escaping across the Red Sea on that land bridge by the Most High God, used supernatural and natural things to create that, which you've uncovered. Amazing. Please continue.
Yes. Well, so there we found these remains, and now these chariot remains were not in perfect condition. They required careful examination to see, in some cases, to see what they were, and they were covered in coral, which at first made it difficult to see them clearly, but the coral was the agency that had preserved them. And then a Swedish lady, a friend of ours, went to work in Saudi Arabia. And she dived on the Saudi Arabian side of the Red Sea, at the other end of the underwater bridge, where the Israelites fled and the Pharaoh's army came after them and was drowned.
Right.
And she's photographed more remains on the other end. So they're actually identical. It's the same army, and a portion of one wheel was taken up to Nasif Muhammad Hassan of the Egyptian Antiquities Department, and he pronounced them to be from the same time period given in the Bible for Moses and the Exodus.
Wow.
Now, it's very, very interesting. I'd like to tell you something about a young boy that I know. He was sitting on a park bench, exclaiming excitedly, "Wow, that's fantastic." And a so-called learned gentleman, a skeptic, approached him and says, "Well, son, what are you getting so excited about?" And his reply was, "Oh, sir, I'm reading how God made the waters of the Red Sea stand up and let all the Israelites cross on dry land. And then when the 600 Egyptian soldiers in their horses and chariots tried to follow them," actually it was more than that, but this is what the boy thought, "tried to follow them, God let the waters go back to normal and drowned them all." And so the man, the skeptic, said, "Oh, come on now, son. The Bible is just mistaken. It wasn't the Red Sea, it was the Reed Sea, and it's only 6 inches deep. So right. When it says they walked on dry land, that means the water was only ankle deep." And having set the boy straight, he continued on his way. But then he heard the boy say, "Wow, that's awesome." So he turned back. He asked the boy, "What are you carrying on about now?" "Well," the boy answered, "isn't God great? He managed to drown all 600 soldiers and their horses and chariots in only 6 inches of water."
That's the honesty of children. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, the children, the truth comes out just so simply.
Yeah, yeah, and their logic is so simple, isn't it?
Very simple, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
So anyway, the critics have nothing to stand on, that's for sure. Now, for many people today, the study of history is incorporated with ideas that there's no God. Miracles are not possible. We live in a closed system and there's no supernatural. And so with these presuppositions, they begin what they call their critical, open and honest investigation of history.
Right.
But when they study, for example, the story of Moses and the crossing of the Red Sea, they conclude it was not a miracle. It was not even a real event, because we know, not historically, but philosophically, that there's no spiritual dimension. Therefore, these things cannot be. And they rule out the exodus of the Israelites even before they start their historical investigation.
In other words, they make a priori assumptions, and in their mathematical system of logic, they eliminate elements that would make it impossible to make their conclusions, but they do this so that they could make their version of conclusion, which is total foolishness.
Yes, yes, you've said it beautifully. Now, these suppositions are not so much scientific biases, but rather philosophical prejudice.
Right.
So instead of beginning with the scientific and historical data, they preclude it by prior speculation. It's as simple as that. And now we've seen physical evidence to convince any unbiased thinking person that the Bible is real history. And if it was only the Red Sea crossing, boy, there's enough to send the critics running away. Well, now, when I mentioned to an email correspondent my plan to reveal the forbidden secret, which I've written a book on now, and expose those who were suppressing it, he asked me, "Why do you introduce the Bible into the discussion?" And so my answer was, "I've learned that, firstly, to ignore the biblical writings is to deprive yourself of a valuable source of information, and secondly, an amazing 3,800 times the Bible claims to offer vital intelligence information beyond what man can discover on his own.
Right.
So would common sense prompt us to at least investigate what the Bible says? Of course it would. The real truth concerning our subject that we're talking about here now today will never be found in the opinions of the present world system. The best it can offer is the convenience of thousands of people blundering in and out of theories, just like through a revolving door. And it's also a fact that if you do not start with the right premise, there's no way you can come up with the right answer.
Right.
Now, when I decided to take the Bible myths, so-called, literally, our archaeological teams began discovering ancient remains that we could never have found before this, and that others were still missing. And its clues gave us an outcome more than we expected. We also found long-forgotten scientific secrets within the Bible. And I do believe that the Bible tests on accuracy, the Bible comes out in flying colors. Well, now, I'd like to say, Dr. Bill, that I do love skeptics. I'm not condemning skeptics. I was one myself. And I love the man who smirked as he says, "So you've confirmed one story, but what about this? The Bible says that after the Exodus, the Hebrews came to cross the Jordan River."
Right.
It was flood time. But that river, in flood, mind you, suddenly dried up so they could cross over. A tall tale if ever there was one. Impossible. Well, you know, you have to agree, that does seem quite a story. And he said to me, I wonder how you can wriggle out of that. And he gave me a challenge.
Right.
Well, as it turned out, there's something interesting about the geography in that area where they crossed the Jordan River. 16 miles upstream from Jericho, there's a place called Dahmeh, the site known as Adam in the biblical incident. Now, at that spot, the limestone cliffs rise hundreds of feet high, and they form a deep, narrow gorge. And through that gorge, the stream flows very fast, especially at flood time. Now, due to erosion or earth tremors, the cliffs at this point sometimes collapse, and they completely block the water with a natural dam. And the River Jordan actually has ceased to flow on at least three different occasions known to history. Now, these were in 1267, and it's recorded in history, in 1907, and again in 1927. Now, an archaeologist by the name of John Garstang was present to witness the 1927 event. And the newspapers reported that the waters from the upper stream were blocked for 21 hours. And many people crossed and recrossed the Jordan River on foot in flood time.
Isn't that interesting?
So, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So stopping the river flow for the Israelites to cross was really a miracle of timing.
Right.
And couldn't our Creator control the laws of nature that He, Him Creator, created
Himself? Well, you know,
Himself?
He knows the end from the beginning. He knows every photon of the universe trillions of years before Earth and people existed.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we now have evidence that such an event could happen.
Right.
So there's no longer any need or reason to laugh at it.
Wow.
Now, more and more we've been discovering that the biblical record stands up remarkably well to the missiles that shot at it by the critics. Now, for many years, attacks on the Bible by the higher critical scholars of Europe stood unchallenged. And that was because so many biblical names and stories were found nowhere else except in the Bible. And it certainly did appear that its stories must have been made up. For example, the Hittites. The Bible mentioned a nation called the Hittites, but they were unknown to history. So critics would boldly claim that the Hittites had never existed.
Right.
And then, in 1879, two archaeologists found them mentioned on a column in northern Syria. And the evidence now had the critics dumbfounded.
Right, so they tried to dismiss the Hittites that they existed, and now we have historical and archaeological proof. Amazing.
Absolutely. Yep.
Remarkable. Again, the Bible's being proved over and over again. Again, we must heed what the Bible's saying about our day, too. Maybe we can get into that in the next segment, too.
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. So, Jonathan, now amazing stories. How do you tie that to a current event? Because I really think God's going to intervene. The church is in desperation.
What I'd like to do is have a whole 60 minutes on current events. If I might just reestablish a bit further the historicity.
Yeah, we'll do that maybe next time. Or we can do a video if you have time this weekend or whatever after the show. Because I know it's better to do it on the weekend because it's 5 hours earlier and a day later. So, for example, if you did a show on Saturday, say late afternoon, it's actually 5 hours earlier. It'd be like 12 noon on Sunday if we did it at 5 o'clock on Saturday because the time difference is there. Right now, for example, yeah. I think in New Zealand it's 2:45 in California, but I think it's like 9:45 there in New Zealand, right? But it's not.
It's 10 on a Thursday here.
Right, Thursday rather. So you guys, you always know the future because you're there in the future. Please continue.
Yeah, you'd say that. Okay, I had another critic, actually, who criticized the city of Jericho story on the Jordan's West Bank. When they crossed over the River Jordan, as we mentioned earlier, and in flood time, the river stopped flowing so to let them go across,
right,
which has occurred 3 times in history since, and that we know of. After the river crossing, Jericho was the first outpost standing in the way of the Hebrew tribes occupying the Promised Land.
Right.
Now, the Bible says that they, led by Joshua, camped near the city. Then they marched around the city every day for a week. And then on the seventh day, they marched around it 7 times. Yes, 7 times in a single day. They then blew a chorus of trumpets, and the walls surrounding Jericho came tumbling down. Now, my critic friend said 7 times around a city in one day. Oh, come on, that's too far. Well, today you can see what remains of ancient Jericho. And archaeological evidence confirms that an earthquake did actually bring down the walls of Jericho. And according to an excavator who has been on the site for quite a few years, something scorch, and ashes and evidence of burning prove that the walls was the work of enemies, she says. Okay. And that's precisely how Joshua's capture of Jericho is portrayed in the Bible. An
right.
earthquake broke down the city walls, and
right.
the whole city burnt to the ground.
Right.
Now, during the excavations of Jericho, the archaeologist Garstang, that's John Garstang, found something so startling that he and 2 other members of his team prepared and signed a statement describing what was found. And this is what they wrote, and this is very, very interesting.
Right.
As to the main fact, then, there remains no doubt. The walls fell outward so completely that the attackers would be able to clamber up and over that ruins into the city. And why so unusual? Because the walls of cities do not fall outwards, they fall inward.
Right.
And yet in Joshua, in the book of Joshua in the Bible, we read, the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, everyone straight before him, and they took the city.
Right.
Now, the falling walls of Jericho seen today, and I've been there, are precisely those that came tumbling down in the face of Joshua's army. And a portion of a house wall was uncovered with an oven and a small jug, which to be showed itself as part of the kitchen of one of those women who lived there, who may have dropped the juglet beside the oven and fled at the sounding of the trumpets. Now, it was found lying there beside the oven on the floor, and it turned out that the archaeological digs did substantiate the Bible in a number of ways. Firstly, that there was a king for each small city, just as the Bible says, that there were double walls, and there was only one gateway, according to the Bible, relating to Jericho. And unlike the ruins of other Middle Eastern cities, all of the city of Joshua's time, and parts of even earlier levels, was eroded away. And that's not surprising, because these ruins were not preserved by being built over by later inhabitants, because the city was unoccupied for centuries after Joshua's time. We're told that in the Bible.
Right.
And the pottery style is consistent with the 14th century BC, just as the Bible states. Now, there's one thing that I should explain. What about the seven times around a city in one day? It would seem to be impossible. Well, when I explored these ruins, it was evident that Jericho was actually a collection of tiny dwellings compactly crowded together on such a scale you could easily walk around the foundations in 30 minutes or less, right round the whole city.
Wow.
So although it was called a city, it's not the kind of city like we have today. The city's total size was less than 8 acres, and so seven times around would be less than 3 miles. So it seems the biblical story has stood the investigation better than the opinions of the scholars. I just thought that'd be of interest.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah. Wherever you turn, it comes through. Now, what about the time of the conquest for Canaan? Because skeptics have given it 200 years later. Who was right? Well, now we've found what are called the Amarna letters that prove Egypt was politically weak in the 14th century BC, the very time that the Bible says the Hebrews were invading Palestine and Egypt couldn't stop them.
Right.
And some of these letters come from the king of Jerusalem, who was a Hittite, and he was pleading with Egypt for weapons and soldiers. These documents have been found. And he was pleading with Egypt to help him defend the city because it was like a part of an empire that Egypt controlled. And he said that the invaders are called Hebiru. That's very similar to the word Hebrew.
Yeah, I think that's a transliteration of the Hebiru that lived in the Delta region of Egypt, which are the Hebiru Egyptians, which are the Hebrews.
That's exactly right, yeah. Anyway, archaeology has been able to furnish evidence, Dr. Bill, of persons, places, and events. And I could just go listing them on one after another. There's so much. What about Babylon's fiery furnace? The Bible speaks of three young Hebrew men being thrown into a fiery furnace by the king of Babylon.
Right.
Now, excavators in the ruins of Babylon City have uncovered a peculiar cone-shaped structure that appeared to be a firing kiln for the producing of brick or pottery. But
right.
When the cuneiform figures were deciphered, linguists were astonished to find this inscription. "This is the place of burning, where men who blasphemed the gods of Chaldea died by fire." So there we have it. Nebuchadnezzar's son-in-law also, in one of the royal inscriptions, claims to have burnt to death adversaries and disobedient ones.
Right.
So you can see the Bible is a record of real history.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And what about Daniel in the lion's den? The biblical book of Daniel records that the Hebrew captive Daniel was tossed into a den of lions. Now, that such a thing was in keeping with the times is now proven by the discovery of an inscription that says this. The rest of the people, this is written by Ashurbanipal, the king. The rest of the people who had rebelled, they threw alive among bulls and lions, as Sennacherib, my grandfather, used to do. Lo, again, following his footsteps, those men I threw into the midst of the lions. And now, excavation in Babylon has actually come upon this. And this was on a place that had a big pit under it. This is the place of execution, where men who anger the king are torn by wild animals.
Wow.
It's all there. We're finding these sort of things all more and more, and so the Bible is coming up on top. And
but what do you think the Bible will say to Canadians, for example? One of the things that's coming up this weekend is Father's Day. We have our Father's Day sale that, for those listening, they can use the code FATHER right now to save 7%. But the Father in heaven is giving us truths now to talk about the gender. He made them female and male in the book of Genesis. And in fact, quoting that now in the Bible is an assault, which is now getting this man fined $55,000 or something, $50,000 in Canada.
That's right.
This is an assault against the idea he made them male and female. Because the only institution that God made sacred on earth is the family. It's not the church. People mistake that. The word church actually is a pagan name. The actual only thing that's sacred is the family made of a man and a woman. A man covering and protecting and providing, the woman the center of the family, the creative genius in the center of every family, multitasking and creative. What people don't understand is the destruction of gender, the destruction of the fatherhood. Father in heaven is, in a sense, our covering, isn't he? And he's trying to give us covering now to tell us truth, which you're providing in your books and your videos. So when people hear this, they need to realize, I need to go back to my Bible. I need to start praying on these issues. I need to start deciding, for example, am I going to become a pro se litigant and file lawsuits in Canada? They need to file suits against these politicians. This is an obscenity. We need to stop being passive, quiet church like the Laodiceans. We need to start taking action, don't we? And you see, if we wait too late, it's going to get to be a bloody revolution rather than one that we deal with in the courts or in the legislatures. Because fatherhood is really in trouble now. And the Father in heaven is sending us truths like through you to tell us he's going to do another supernatural activity. And I believe the rapture that's coming is not a rapture of good being taken out of the earth. It's evil. The rapture of evil is coming, isn't it?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And the good are not going to be snatched off to escape it. The fact is we have to go through the tribulation, but we'll be strengthened to survive.
Right, and some of us are going to suffer. Some of us will die. But we will have a remnant that will survive because God wants to restore the Edenic covenant so he has children on the earth that follow and learn him, and that our descendants in the future, 1,000, 10,000 years from now, will get to know the wisdom of the Most High God, not only on earth, but as we spread off earth across the galaxies, as we become literally the bride of the Most High God, the everlasting bride of the Creator. That's our destiny. People don't know that, do they?
That's right.
That's our destiny. Our destiny has become the everlasting bride of the Creator, giving him children that can learn.
Even those who have life snatched from them by the enemy will be restored into the kingdom for eternal life, which is a wonderful promise of our Creator.
Yeah, and the thing that's most amazing about this transgender stuff is that the globalists are greenies. In fact, the greenies are winning even among the millennials here in America and among even Republicans. They're crazy. They don't even understand environmentalism. I was a charter member of Greenpeace along with Patrick Moore of Greenpeace. These people don't understand science. They don't understand galactic and solar cycles. They don't understand anything. They want to blame human beings for the climate change that's occurring on the planet, but we're heading towards some big stuff. Some is really unpleasant. A solar coronal mass ejection like the Carrington event of 1859. Big cycles where the pole shift happens and we have the movement of the crust of the earth on the mantle. There's ancient underground volcanic domes are actually there for millions of years. They've been there that they build underground cities in. But God has given the Bible and his archaeology to people like you to prove that he knows the end from the beginning, and our God is the one that will rescue us. Not people. He wants you to participate into battle. but he wants you to accept his truth. Go to BeforeUs.com, get all these amazing books and videos, and hear the truth.